Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
Nothing's changed. It's just the same as when I was a kid. When I go into these kids' rooms that I have to help organize, I see the identical things that I would play with. Action figures like Iron Man, Batman, things of that nature. Pokemon cards. Really amazing to still see Pokemon cards being a thing. I mean, of course they are because of how big Pokemon Go is, but it's just pretty wild that that's still the case. But then you also have, you know, kind of these toy sets, Beyblades, which came out when I was a kid, but are huge now. And they're like arenas that you can play and fight each other in, which is so cool. And what are some of the other things that I see that I used to play with? Just like kind of the stickies, like some of the like just generic things you get at arcade places, or like Chuck E. Cheese, or, you know, like the slime hand that you can like stick to the wall. Like I still see a bunch of those in kids' rooms. But nothing's changed, man. Kids are still the same. And I mean, obviously they love the video game. The video games have changed a little bit, but they're more or less the same thing, except for that now you have VR that kids can immerse themselves in. I mean, one of my clients' kids bought his own VR, like rolling in it, right? Pretty remarkable. But I love to see it. I love to see everything that, you know, kids get to play with and have fun being imaginative and creative today. I mean, they also, you know, love making things, of course, who doesn't? And today, one of my clients, her kid, makes stuff with cardboard. And I was like, so excited to see that because that's, you know, where I, it's my, in my roots, in my lineage, that's what I used to do. And now, having done that, I play with cardboard every day still, doing prototypes out of stuff. And it's just cool to see, like, okay, like, they don't understand what that can lead to. They don't understand where that can go. At least the parents don't, you know. They're just like, I don't know, he's just playing with cardboard and makes these things and makes these little forts, and it is what it is. And I'm thinking, that kid's creative. Like, I want to hire that kid, you know. But I love getting in there and seeing what these kids have and how they live. Because, again, I'm so disconnected from it because I don't have kids and don't really plan to. But seeing it, other people's kids' stuff is just, it's very nostalgic. And I get to kind of look back and go, oh, hey, they've Power Rangers things too. Crazy that Power Rangers is still around as well. But same things keep going, and I guess it just works for these marketers, you know. But it's pretty amazing. That was kind of just my little look back on the world and thought I'd share that with you. Other than that, just subscribe to the podcast and go to my website, www.reliefkey.co. I am giving away a freebie that is new. It's really cool. It's really exciting. It's, you can make your own organizer boxes out of paper simply using a 8.5 by 11 sheet. You can fold it and have a bunch of your own organizers and not have to spend any money because those things are expensive. So I have different sizes that you can cut and a practice template to help you get it down. That's pretty fun and interesting. And you can get that. Just go and share your email with me on the website. And you can have that. So, hope you enjoy it. Hope you do it. And other than that, I'll see you tomorrow.